Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, there's a passage that speaks specifically about rest. I don't know about you, but I always relate rest and meditation kind of a hand-in-glove experience. The text says, "So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world." You know, normally when you ask a kid, you know, why did God rest on that last day? And the kid will say, because he was tired, he made up the whole world. And the answer is, God didn't need a rest. He modeled for us that we need rest. And so when we enter into God's rest, this is kind of the heartbeat behind meditation. It's not the concept of lay down and take a nap. It is that I take all of my anxiety, my frustration, or just the anger that might be ruling over my life right now, even if it's just internal, and I set it aside at the feet of Christ, and I step into his rest. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested. Friend, I don't know about you, but we need rest. And so today, as we prepare to meditate, I invite you to step into the rest that the Lord has for your life. So begin to draw attention to your breath as you breathe. With every breath, let your body relax a bit more and your shoulders slump. Let your facial muscles come at ease. Begin to breathe deeply and slowly. Let your soul get quiet. Let your mind get centered on this one thought: God, I need your rest. So as we prepare to meditate today, over the next couple of moments, I'm going to mind the time and be back to close out our time. But during these few moments, settle in. Let the Lord speak into your life. Let him nudge you or prompt you or prod you. And every now and then, I literally believe I hear the voice of God as he directs me. Maybe that might be ahead for you as well. Should your mind start to wander, remember this phrase and let it be that centering thought: Lord, I need your rest. Lord, I need your rest. Lord, I need your rest. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. There is indeed a special rest waiting for the people of God, friend. We find that when we still our souls to be able to be still and know that He is God. Thanks so much for joining me to receive God's peace, power, and direction in your life today on the weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.